Alrighty, welcome to This Is Your Mind Ranting. I'm actually going to get right into it. The name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Today's the 20th of January, 2023. Going to keep this one really brief. I am going to share my thoughts on the charges that have been brought down on Alec Baldwin for his role in the Helena Hutchins, her death on the set of Rust. So for those who don't know, Alec Baldwin, I wouldn't call him an A-lister, but whatever, right? It's just some famous fucking asshole who was recently charged with involuntary manslaughter over the October 2021 death of a cinematographer on the movie set of Rust. The claim being that the actor was given a gun and decided to point it towards the direction of the cinematographer and pressed the trigger, and out came a real bullet from the gun. Now, I've said many times that even though the gun should technically be a prop, the ammunition used in the movie should have been props, right? The fact that he had pointed the weapon at the cinematographer, whether it's loaded or not, right, is an utter disrespect, an utter violation of the universal safety laws. So this guy who has a nerve to go out there and insist that we have more gun safety laws, right? This isn't even a left or right fucking winged topic, right? This is just more so common sense, right? The guy has a nerve to impose his stance on gun control, right? But yet he's done this, right? Whether it's an accident or not, he's taken a life. Okay. I know he's repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, and I get it. It was a freak accident. Well, no, it's not even a freak accident, because there was a bullet loaded, but it was just unintentional, right? And he's not the only one being charged. I think the assistant director, and then the armorer, has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter. I think it's up to 18 months that Baldwin's going to end up probably serving. He's probably not. I mean, the justice system here is kind of a joke. I mean, you got Elizabeth Holmes running around fucking still with a pretty amount of money allocated to her during her appeal process. Yeah, if you're not aware of that Theranos lawsuit, I mean, go look it up. That shit will just make you cringe. So apparently Baldwin is going to end up fighting the manslaughter charges. His lawyers have basically considered this whole idea of, you know, charging him with involuntary manslaughter as a miscarriage of justice. Okay. I mean, it seems like the family of the cinematographer are happy. I mean, obviously they would love to have their loved one back. This shouldn't have even been a thing, right? Live ammunition should have never been on the set for this movie. And it's funny that I talk about this, because I just this past Wednesday, I talked about my own mishap with firearms, right? Where I have to empty out a gun, where I have to use snap caps to basically ensure that I have no ammunition nearby because of that little mishap that I had, which this is a misfire. I mean, all the jokes aside, you know, people will say that, oh, I have so many guns and, you know, I've killed less people than Alec Baldwin has, or I've shot less people, because I think he shot, the bullet hit somebody else as well. Right. So all jokes aside, I mean, this is probably the best, and honestly, it's the right thing for the justice system to have done. Right? I hope he kind of backs off on a little bit of the gun control, right? Because he obviously didn't read the room when he kept posting about that stuff on Twitter. You know, it happens. Unfortunately, it happens. Just shit can go wrong. Just a lot of things that are out of control can go wrong. But he did end up pointing a weapon, whether it was a prop or not, or whether it's cold, the fucking term, the Hollywood term for a gun filled with, you know, prop ammunition. But he still violated the safety rule of, you know, pointing a weapon. And I think the rule is basically, you know, don't point at something you're not willing to destroy, whether you're playing around or not. I mean, that's a huge, huge, like, no. I mean, he's flagging people down with the weapon, and he pressed the trigger. And it wasn't his fault to, like, remove the ammunition, but I would still check and double check a firearm when I'm handed the firearm. You know, got to check the ammunition, got to check to make sure there's not one in the chamber, or if there is one in the chamber, make sure that my finger's off the trigger and I'm not pointing at something like a friend or a loved one or a colleague. Okay, it happened the way it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. It's not going to bring back the cinematographer. It's not going to really bring joy to the family of the cinematographer. What's crazy to hear is that back in the 25th of October of that same year that the shooting happened, this motherfucker, Alec Baldwin, had the nerve to have breakfast with the husband and son, maybe as a condolence. It could be that, you know, it was just a whole political stunt, or his whole little, you know, sweeping under the rug kind of thing, like, oh, mea culpa, my bad, that celebrities trying to from time to time try to do to make themselves appeal like they're, you know, they're caring. But honestly, 18 months is lenient. I honestly just hope that he never touches a gun again. Or if he does with such care, such careful consideration, because this was unnecessary. And I'm not just gonna shit on this guy, you know. I'm gonna shit on the armorer too, you know. You are paid to handle prop weapons. I get if you brought real ammunition, you know, to maybe go shooting after, you know, after you guys are done filming, because shooting is fun. Shooting targets or practicing drills are fun. You know, get away from the whole fucking militant aspect of it, or, you know, people who are advocates of gun control will say, oh, well, this guy's getting ready to go commit mass shooting. No, fuck all that. Just shooting is fun. It's a great way to let off some steam as well, right? But the fact that the ammunition wasn't separated, or, you know, the fact that that this professional was careless enough to add ammunition to the gun, they should be charged, I think, just a little bit more than Alec Baldwin. Even though I fucking hate the guy, right? And it's not just this that I hate him for. I thought his Trump impersonations were funny, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about him. Some of these actors nowadays, where they're just a piece to the crowd. And, you know, Alec Baldwin kind of fucked around, and unfortunately somebody else had to find out. God, that sounded cringy. said that out loud, but you know, someone's dead. Someone's dead. And, you know, Baldwin Gutierrez and the assistant director, they're just going to have to pay for the crime. And, that lawyer having the nerve to call this a representation, a miscarriage of justice. Yeah, no, that's not how that works. So, all right, that's all I really wanted to talk about. Except, you know, hearing about Elizabeth Holmes still kind of living it up, especially when she made her appeal. A lot of people say that she has no remorse. Say the same about Sam Bankman-Fried. What are we gonna do? Just gotta live with it, because you know what these guys did. It's really fucked up. But you know, things will just plan out the way they do. Okay. So until next Wednesday, catch us here on Anchor. On Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Check out the newsletter. I'm telling you, I think you guys will enjoy it. This week's mini rants were actually about ChatGPT being beat to death. I have a list of rants that I just couldn't write whole sections about. And then how the second section is. It's just, I have so many things going on. Here, you know what? Actually, let me pull it up. Now that we're here. So, what's going on? Oh, taking our, basically, shitting on John Mayer, but then becoming a fan of his. That was very funny. I'm not gonna lie. I've ironically become a fan of John Mayer. I mean, he's still got a goofy ass fucking face. He just looks weird when he does his guitar solo face. But he's all right. He's all right. Makes good music. Steve Harris or like David Gilmour or any of these guys, they're not winning beauty contests, right? But you know, they make pretty good music. So definitely check out Mini Rants. And yeah, until next time, next Wednesday or Friday, catch us again. Take care of yourselves. Be well. Adios.